You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is incandescence? We usually refer to light as the visible light, the wavelengths of light that the human eye can see. These wavelengths are a broad spectrum of long wavelengths to short wavelengths, visible and invisible. This spectrum of wavelengths is called electromagnetic radiation. It's called electromagnetic because the waves of radiation have both an electrical field and a magnetic field. Electromagnetic radiation is energy. And you'll probably remember from elementary school that light is a form of energy. Incandescence is visible light, so it's a form of energy. But incandescence is also associated with another form of energy, heat. Incandescence is light that's radiating from a hot object, a glowing campfire on your summer vacation, bright orange metal in a blacksmith shop, even a spark coming from an electric wire with a short. You certainly don't want to touch any of those items. You know they're hot, and you know they're releasing heat energy. That heat is also creating visible light called incandescence. One of the interesting characteristics of incandescence is that the object will continue to glow until it completely cools. And that means incandescent light doesn't immediately turn off. Think about a campfire. You know it'll keep glowing, keep emitting light if you keep adding logs. But if you stop adding logs, the fire will continue to be incandescent as the wood turns to coals. Even then, it'll continue to glow until the coals are no longer hot. The same is true with your incandescent light bulb at home. When you flip the switch to turn it on, the electrical current causes the bulb's filament to get hot and then start to glow with incandescent light. Even when you turn off the current, the bulb is still hot. Depending on the type of incandescent bulb, it can continue to be incandescent for a fraction of a second to even a few seconds. Here's an activity to try at home with your kids or scout troop. Get an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Starting on the outer edge of the sheet and cutting with circles in smaller and smaller circles towards the center, make a spiral. Then poke a small hole in the center and tie a piece of thread through the hole of that spiral. Next, clamp an incandescent lamp on a table or chair. Holding the string with your spiral suspended down, hold the spiral over your lamp so that your finger is on the string and the spiral is down below it. Make sure that the spiral doesn't touch the lamp, and then keep your hand very still. As the incandescent light warms the air rises, strikes your spiral, and makes it spin. This proves that that light bulb, that incandescent light, it is producing heat without touching it. Well, we've just learned a little bit about incandescence. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.